This is Slow Count, written by Treescape and read by Tipsy Kitty. The night is a slow roll of waves, the moon bright through the curtains, when Steed finds himself whispering, "Ed?" He regrets it even as he says it, regrets the sleep rasp of his own voice and the warm puff of his breath in the air. It's ridiculous to wake Ed for such a thing. Perhaps, he thinks, Ed hadn't heard. Ed says. The sound stirring Steed's hair on the pillow, arm tensing a little where it drapes over Steed's waist, and Steed automatically holds his breath.
Steed? What is it?
Well, there goes that hope. Steed feels guilty that he's a little glad. He thinks for a moment about ignoring Ed anyway, thinks about pretending to be asleep until Ed has slipped back beneath the surface, but it appears it's too late for that. Ed's brow furrows as he pulls Steed closer, as his lashes lift, and there's no way he doesn't feel the hammering of Steed's heart so close to his own. "Nothing," Steed assures him, wincing when the word comes out louder than he'd meant it to, rough as he forces himself to breathe again. "I'm sorry," he says, much quieter. "I didn't mean to wake you. Go back to sleep." Ed makes a sound in the back of his throat. One Steed tells himself he hopes is agreement, even though he knows it isn't. He tries to bring his breathing under control, and the beat of his heart, but that only seems to make it worse. The air feels too thick in his lungs, or maybe it feels too thin. It's difficult to tell. A beat of not silence, Steed's heart pounding in his ears, and then Ed runs a hand up his back, thumb rubbing along one shoulder blade through the fabric of his nightshirt. Ed pulls him in closer, chest to chest, lifts himself a little to nose along the sweep of Steed's temple, until Steed thinks that maybe there's air in the room after all.
"It's normal, you know,"
Ed finally says, the words soft and sleepy against his pulse.
"The dreams."
Steed's breath catches, releases, catches again. "Yeah?"
"Yeah," Ed confirms. "Kinda comes with the job."
"Oh." Steed thinks about that for a moment. A long, weary stretch of uncertainty. The stories didn't, you know, they didn't say so. He'd hoped he was done with nightmares out here on the sea. Done with the roiling hot, gasping, waking, trembling cold of it all. He'd hoped he was done with being afraid, with not being enough. With seeing it again and again in the paralysis of night, with, well, just with all of it, really.
"They never do," Ed murmurs. Just gotta find something to count,"
Ed says when Steed finds his voice trailing off, unsure even what question he's trying to ask.
"Can be anything, really. The waves, your breathing, your heart."
"Oh." He doesn't think his own breathing or heartbeat will work very well, too afraid that such focus will drive them to more mercurial heights. The waves, perhaps, if he listens closely enough, if he can calm his mind enough to sink into their hold.
"Here,"
Ed says, catching Steed's hand in his own. He presses a swift kiss to the back of the knuckles, and then tucks it against his chest, palm flat, where Steed can feel the slow, steady beat of his heart through his shirt.
"Close your eyes. Count with me. 1, 2, yeah, that's it. 3, 4.
Ed's voice is easy to fall into. So is his heart, of course. It's probably the best heart Steed knows. Slowly, slowly, Steed lets the count build within him, lets its comforting weight pull him into its depths. Slowly. Slowly, his own heart slows to match it.
"There you go,"
Ed finally murmurs, though he doesn't let Steed's hand go, keeps it pressed warm and tight against his chest, his thumb drawing patterns against the back. He rests his head back on the pillow next to Steed's.
"Think you can sleep now?"
"Yes," Steed whispers, and it's true.
"Wake me if it gets bad again, yeah?"
Steed nods. But instead of allowing himself to tip back over into sleep, he opens his eyes, meets Ed's gaze in the moonlight. He feels the heartbeat cradled within the lines of his palm, and thinks about Ed, and dreams, and long, haunted nights.
"Ed?" he asks. Yeah. Do you promise you'll... Well, will you wake me if you need someone to count with you?
Yeah, love, Ed says, and his voice is as steady as his heart. I promise.
The end.